Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parsha Shmini. The narrative portion of Parsha Shmini, the beginning of the Seder, describes the events that took place on the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. And the Torah records that a terrible tragedy took place in the midst of those events. The Pasuk says in the first source, in Vayikra Perek Yud, Psukim Aleph and Beis, tell us that Vayikru b'nei Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, two of Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu, were great men in their own right, took a fire pan and they offered they put a ketores, an incense offering on it, which Hashem had not commanded it to. Asher lo tzivo osam was considered an eish zora. And suddenly in Pasuk Beis, vateitze eish mifnei Hashem, vatochal osam by yamus lifnei Hashem. And a fire came down from Hashem and consumed them, and they died on the spot. A few psukim later, the relatives, the immediate family, Aaron the father and the two surviving brothers, Elozan and Isamar, are told not to mourn. And regarding Elozan and Isamar, it says in Pasuk Vav, "Ayom Oshel Aaron Elozan and Isamar Bonav Roshechem Al Tifro Uvigdechem Lo Sifromu." Don't let your hair grow, Roshechem Al Tifro. Don't let your hair grow and don't tear your garments. Elozan Musas, you won't die. And the rest of the Bnei Yisrael, they'll mourn and so on. What does Al Tifro mean? Says Rashi, Parakut Pasuk Vav in Source 2, Al Tifro Al Tegadlu Seir. Don't let your hair grow. As a sign of avelus, and says Rashi, we'll see in the Gemara soon, Mikan she'ovel aser b'tisporis. From here we learn that a mourner is not permitted to cut his or her hair. Avalatem, but you ordinarily, you al ta'arvav simchas shamakom. You should not let your hair grow, okay? In other words, an avel is not supposed to cut his hair. You should cut your hair, not let your hair grow as a sign of avelus, because it will be interfering with the simcha of this occasion. Of course, the 8th day after the 7-day inauguration period, which was ended last week's Seder, and of course, we know from Parshas Noso, that day and the next 11 days following, total 12 days, different special karbanos were brought by the Nesiim, and so on. Below Samusu, Rashi, Hoyim Tasu, Kain Tamusu. Okay, it's like what it means, it literally not, we'll have to see, but it's kind of a capital offense. They're not supposed to have any signs of mourning, don't let their hair grow. Now, the Rashbam points out, in his commentary here in Parshas Shmini, Yud and Pasuk Vav, Rashbam points out that Kach Omar Lelozan Isamar, this was told to the two surviving brothers, Lelozan Isamar, the Kohanim, Afal Pisha Kohanim had Yotim, Atem, Ve'en Atem, Mitzuvim, Ve'priyas Rosh, Ve'priyas Begadim. Rashbam learned simple pshat is that in general, a Kohen Hedyot is not required to have, to cut his hair, does not have this requirement. Keep a Kohen Gadol Kain, below Behedyot, that's the rule of the Kohen Gadol. Okay, you have the status on this special day, the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, like a Kohen Gadol has for all time. What's going on here? What is Rashbam driving at? So you look later in the Chumash and Parshas Emor, in this Chumash Vayikra, Parakof Alef Pasuk Yud, we have a general rule, not about Avelos. The general rule in Source 4, Parakof Alef Pasuk Yud, about Kohen Hagadol Me'echov, Asher Yutzak Al Roshol Shemen HaMishkan Milei Yisrael Al Roshol HaGadol, it's Roshol Lo Yifrov, HaGadol Lo Yifrov. As a general rule, a Kohen Gadol is not permitted to let his hair grow. Okay, a Kohen Gadol is not not permitted to let his hair grow. Okay, it's Rosho Lo Yifra, right? Again, don't let your hair grow, and also touring his garments. And Bal Kol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo Lo Avivu Lemo Lo Yitamo. He's not permitted to become tummy for any relative that dies. In fact, Min Hamikdash Lo Yetze, not allowed to leave the Mikdash. Special rule for Kohen Gadol. Says Rashi over there in Emor. Okay, Rashi understands that it's also referring to Avelus. Okay, Parakof Alef Pasuk Yud, Source 5, Lo Yifra Lo Yigadol Peral Avil. A Kohen Gadol is not permitted to let his hair grow long as a sign of mourning. And then Rashi says, we'll come back to this point too. When you let your hair grow for more than 30 days without a haircut, that's called Gidl Pera. And also, he's not allowed to leave the Mikdash to go to the cemetery and so on. And the special rule Rashi points out in Pasuk Yudbeis, Mikan Lamdu Rabbi Senush, a Kohen Gadol Makriv Onan, a Kohen Gadol can bring karbanos even when he's an onan. An onan means the status. Onan is the status of the relative after somebody in the family dies. Between the time of the death and the burial, the immediate relatives are called, in the status we call an onan, but the Kohen Gadol brings karbanos and so on, even his parents, afi mesu, avi imo, etc., because that's a special din of a Kohen Gadol, and therefore if he does that, it does not desecrate the avoda. Next Rashi, but a Kohen Hedyot, this is not true. So that's what the Rashi, but Kohen Hedyot, Sha'avad Onein Cholo. Achilo, a Kohen Hedjot who does the Avodah when he does that is only that's profaning, that's desecrating the Avodah, that's not permitted. But the point that Rashbam seems to be driving at is that we see there's a Kohen Gadol, Pasukim and Parshas Emor, that Kohen Gadol is a special rule not to let his hair grow out and so on and so forth as a sign of Avelus, not a Kohen Hedjot. And therefore, the Rashbam says this was an exception. This instruction to Lozani Somer in our Sedra here in Parsha Shmini, that they weren't allowed to let their hair grow as a sign of mourning following the death of their brothers, Nadav and Avihu. They were Kohanim Hedjotim, Lozani Somer were, but they had a status for this purpose of a Kohen Gadol for this particular occasion and special event. So claims the, and that's what the Rashbam was driving at. Now, again, this whole discussion seemed about letting your hair grow for Avelus purposes, for mourning purposes. All right, but the Gemara in Tainus, Tav Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, it also appears in Sanhedrin of Chapez, by printed from Tainus Yud Zayin Amud Aleph 6, Tanur Rabbanan, Melech Mistaper B'chol Yom. A king is supposed to cut his hair every day. A king has to maintain a certain dignity of appearance. He should have some sort of a trim and a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. Kohen Gadol from, you know, Friday to Friday, Erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. And as Rashi explains there in Tainus Yud Zayin Amud Aleph 7, Mistaper B'chol Yom Mitzvah. It's a proper mitzvah to it. And the Kohen Gadol should not let his hair, as a general rule, grow longer than from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Rashi says, Lo Yishem Legalech Yoser. Okay, I'm not talking now anymore about the Kohen Gadol here, but we'll talk about the Kohen Hedjot. The Gemara continues, as Brisa continues in Tainus Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Kohen Hedjot, Achas L'Shloshim Yom. Kohen Hedjot should not let his hair grow, you know, more than 30 days. He has to get a haircut at least once every 30 days. That's what the Gemara says. Now, this is not talking about mourning, okay? But talking in general, Kohen Hedjot should not let his hair grow more than 30 days without getting a haircut. Kohen Hedjot, Achas L'Shloshim Yom Menolan. How do we know that? Where do we get that from? Where do we get that from? So the Gemara says, Menolan Asya Asya Para Para Min Nazir. Okay, we learn it out from a Nazir. Now, Ksiv Hocha, the Pasuk here. Now, what's here? Not an Ar Sedra. Okay, quoting a Pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. I printed in source 8, Perek Mem Dal Yecheskel Pasuk Chav, and that's talking about a Kohen Hedjot. And it says, V'roshom lo yigalechu. Okay, Ufera lo yishalechu. Don't let your hair grow long and unkempt. All right? And it uses the word Ufera, Pei Reish Ayin, over there in Yecheskel Perek Mem Dal Pasuk Chav, you see it in source 8. Now that's the Pasuk over there. Ksiv Hosom, regarding a Nazir, it says, Kadosh ye gadel peras arosho. We know that a Nazir is also not permitted to cut his hair. Okay? I printed the Radak in Yecheskel Perek Mem Dal Pasuk Chav. Don't let your hair grow more than 30 days. Okay, that's by a Kohen Hedjot, Pasuk in Yecheskel, and by Pasuk in Parshas Noso, the Midbar Paragvav, Pasuk Hey, source 10, says about a Nazir. While he's a Nazir, right? Tar lo yaro al rosho, you know, and I cut his hair and so on, and it says, Kadosh ye gadol para sa rosho. Parallel word, para. So back to the Gemara now. More in the second line there in source 6, Tainus Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says at the end of the line, Mala Halan Shloshim, Avkan Shloshim. Just like by Nazir, it's a 30-day period. So by the coin also, since it's the same word, Perazius also means 30 days. The more answer right away, Benozir Gufim and Elan. So where do you see the Nazir's 30 days? Who says Nazir's 30 days? Or it says, Amar Masna, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. The minimum, when a person doesn't specify how long his period of Nazirus is for, it's 30 days. And how we know that? Menolan Omar Kraw, that same Pusik in Perak Vav, Parshas Noso, Bemidbar Perak Vav, Pusik Hay, in Source 10, says, Kadosh Yihyeh, Omar Kraw Yihyeh, Begematria Tlosin Havi. The word Yihyeh, Gematria is 30, Yud is 10, and Hay is 5. So Yud and a Hay and a Yud and a Hay, is Yihyeh is 30, 15 and 15 is 30. Now, as far as I know, the only time we actually learn an actual halacha from a Gematria. Now, usually gematria is a nice thing, it's an inch of hints and this and that, the next thing. But here, it's an actual din that's learned. But in any event, what comes out from all this Gemara is that a Kohen Hedjot, should not cut his hair, should not let his hair grow without getting a haircut more than 30 days. The Rambam, in Source 11, the Sefer HaMitzvos Lo Sasek Kuf Samach Gimel, the Rambam writes, HaMitzvah Kuf Samach Gimel, his here Kohanim, he kones lemikdosh, Kohanim cannot enter the Mikdosh Megudlei Seyar, with long, unkempt hair, just like an ovil, all right? And Rambam brings the proof from our Pasuk here in Parsha Shmini. Since it says, Hu Amri Sparach Roshechem Al Tifro, the Pasuk here in Parsha Shmini, in Perek Yud, in Source 1. Perkyot Pasuk Vav, right? It says that Elazar and his son were told, right? And he also quotes the Pasuk Yechezkel, all right, and other psukim that indicate this. And apparently, they had to be told, right, don't let your hair grow, all right, and put everything together, even though that was talking about Avelis. The Rambam says that in general, a Kohen Hedger, from all these psukim, the psukim in our Sedra, the psukim Yechezkel, and a Pasuk in Mitzorah. Also, next week's Sedra, okay, also says, you know, about letting your hair grow and so on. So it comes out that a Kohen is not supposed to let his hair grow more than 30 days. Now the Rambam then adds on the third line of 11, Ukvar nichpala azharazu b'Kohen Gadol. And it's repeated by the Kohen Gadol. Again, the psukim we saw before in Parshas Emor, it says it specifically by a Kohen Gadol as Rosh Hashanah Yifra. Why do you have to repeat the pasuk then? If that's the rule, even by a Kohen Hedger, which the Rambam is saying that, so what do you need to have a special pasuk by a Kohen Gadol for? So he says, we shouldn't think, we just had the pasuk here in Parshas Shmini, I might have thought that that a Kohen Hedger does not let his hair grow out as a sign of Avelus. But in general, if it's not a sign of Avelus, go ahead. That's what I might have thought. And therefore, we have the other part. That's the Rambam said, I would have thought, okay. We learned from the story of Elazar and his son, and our said here in Shmini that a Kohen Hedger does not let his hair grow out more than 30 days as a sign of, he's not allowed to let his hair grow as a sign of Avelus. But if he wants to do it, stop, okay. So therefore we have the other pasuk. Okay, that's why it says Kohen Gadol, because it has to do with the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash. He writes, I'm the end, writes, the over Alavze, Mi B'Misa, there's a capital offense. If he did the service in the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan when he had long hair, okay, that's the. However, at the end of Aaron's Ulam Kishenichnas LaMikdash Uparosh, but the Ovar was our Belov Misa. If he just entered the Beis HaMikdash, that's a lav. Not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash looking with that long hair. But if he didn't do any avoda, then he just violates a lav. It's not Bechiyuv Misa. The Ramban takes strong issue with the Rambam on this in his Asogas to the Sefer Mitzvahs there in Mitzvahs Losa Sek Kuf Sama Gimel. Refers to something he spoke about earlier in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel. But anyway, he says the whole thing is a mistake. He quotes the Rambam and he says it's there are mistakes here. It's not correct. Okay. And he says the Rambam is at the end of the third line of 12 is that a Maimer is so said the Rambam contradicts himself because he seems to say, what do you have to, remember the Rambam said, what do you have to bring me a special ruling by the Kohen Gadol? Okay. If it's true by a Kohen Hedger, there's also a lot of lettuce here grow out. What do you have to have the other pasuk by a Kohen Gadol? The Rambam said, oh, because I might have thought if I only had the pasuk by Kohen Hedger here in Parshas Shmini, I would have thought that's just, you're not allowed to do as a sign of Avelus. But for not Avelus, I'm allowed to come out on the pasuk by Kohen Gadol. Says the Rambam Rabban Shalom, pasuk by Kohen Gadol is also by Avelus. Okay. It's also talking about Avelus. He rejects the whole thing. Okay. And he makes a distinction, and he says that a Kohen Gadol, so anyway, the Ramban objects to the Rambam, okay? And look at it, about six lines down, Avala Masukan, Shebechol Einyan Azehu Shehakosuv Azeh Shenemer La'arun Levonav Rav Shechem Al Tifro V'dichem Al Sifromu V'lo Samusu Lomne Havoda Shal Yisham Shu Pri Roshu Kobi Gadim. It's not talking about service in the Beis HaMikdash because they couldn't serve in the Beis HaMikdash anyway, Elazar and his son, because they were in the status of an Onan. Like we said before, Kohen Gadol can bring a carbon when he's an Onan, but a Kohen Hedger can't. So it's not talking about that. He says, Eina Mitzvah L'Doros. All right. It's not a Mitzvah L'Doros for all time. This was a special Haras Shal that they shouldn't be Misabel and cry and mourn for the death of their brothers and so on. And then the Ramban writes, "Aval a mitzvah noheges the doros before Rosh he b'emes lo yavdu avoda." Yes, they're not allowed to do avoda. Kohen Hedger is not allowed to do avoda with long hair. Okay, but he says this is halacha l'Moshe Sinai. Okay, it's not learned from here. This is a special harasha here from Elazar and Somer about the Avelus after the death of their brother. We don't learn anything from here. We learn it's halacha l'Moshe Sinai, which then Yechezkel put down. That are coming right in print and Pasuk Memdal, Perek Memdal of Yechezkel, we saw before. He says that's it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, okay, and which eventually was written down in Navi, which we find in other things also. But he says V'zeu Dina Min Atar V'Gozu Midivreim Shol Yichnesu Ben Olus Be'Achlal. Told me to Rabbanan they can't walk in. The Rambam said they can't even walk into the Beis Hamikdash with long hair. the Rambam made the distinction between walking in and doing the avoda. Doing the avoda, he said, it's a chi of misa, and walking in is a lav. Ramban says it's no lav, it's the rabbanon to walk in. Okay? And that's what he quotes the Gemara in Tainus in Sanhedrin. We saw before, Kohen Hedrin, we stop him in Shoshim Yom and Shoshim Yom. Okay? But that's also only exerbi with the rabbanon. Okay? That they shouldn't be, that they should get a haircut. That Gemara that we saw. That Gemara that we saw seems to imply that they take it. Kohen Hedrin must get his haircut every 30 days. Doesn't say anything about doing avoda. The Ramban says, no, that's only a din d'rabbanan. D'rabbanan, they're not allowed to the hair grow out more than 30 days. Okay, but not to say, okay, that they're not allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. All right? And he says, V'tira lahem ha'kol shalo b'zman b'ya, klom b'zman shein Beis HaMikdash kayim. He makes a chilek between whether the Beis HaMikdash is standing or not. There's no avod, there's no going in now. Maybe the din doesn't apply anymore. The Kohen Gadol is a separate category. So that's a machlokas, the Raman, the Ramban. If we look in the... In other words, according to Ramban, it comes out that they're not allowed, that would be forbidden to do any avoda if they went for haircut more than 30 days. That's Ramban. And the Rambam seems to say, no, it's even to enter is not allowed. We look in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Perak Alav Alach Yud, 13, the Rambam writes, Shame, Shane, HaKohanim was run like Yain, El Bishas, Bial HaMikdash. And it's also in our Sedra, not allowed to be intoxicated and enter the Mikdash. Kach ein isurin legadol peral b'shas b'yel mikdash. The Rambam says there is no prohibition to let the hair grow more than 30 days if they're not entering the mikdash. But Rav Ramur, when is that true? Kohen Hedger. Kohen Gadol also legadol peral grow b'gadol la'olam. The Kohen Gadol is never allowed to let his hair grow beyond a certain point. A Kohen Hedger can as long as he's not entering the Beis HaMikdash. Kohen Gadol is always in the Beis HaMikdash. He quotes the Pasuk of Parshas Emor. So according to the Rambam over here, the only Isser, okay, is to do the avoda, that he says the chi of misa, and then there's also an issue to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. But in general, when you have long hair, but in general, a Kohen Hedger, if he's not entering the Beis HaMikdash, or Bizman HaZeh, would not have any such restriction. What's interesting is the Ravid in his Asogas on that Rambam in Perak Aleph of Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, Alach Yud, he writes, Omar Ram, Asogas Ravid, Omar Ram, Leise Lahai Klola. It's not true. Shafilo Shalom B'Shas Bia Asa Legado Perak. Even if they're not entering the mikdash, so he chayvli stop him shoshim yom or shoshim yom. Okay, he's got to get a haircut every 30 days, whether he's entering the Beis HaMikdash or not. In other words, the Ravid seems to learn that you're not allowed to go under more than 30 days in any circumstances, whether you're going in or you're not going in. So we have different shitas, and we've shown him as to exactly what this requirement is for the Kohen Hedger to get a haircut. If you look in the Halacha Yud Aleph, Rambam says kama yigidol pera, how long is long too long to let your hair grow out for Kohen? Shoshim Yom Kenazir, like you have the drasha by Nazir, and the Rambam concludes Leficha Kohen Hedjot Oved Megaleich Shoshim Yom Shoshim Yom Kohen Hedjot HaOved. He's doing avoda. He's not allowed to get his hair cut. I'm not allowed his hair grow and not get a haircut for more than 30 days. Okay, the case of Misha there in Beis Hilchos Beis Hamikdash Parakal Balach Yud quotes the Ravid. Okay, and says when he understands that what does it mean Shalom B'Shas Bia. We're not entering the Beis HaMikdash. We're not doing avoda. So perhaps that means Bizman HaZeh. Okay, but he doesn't think it's right. He says, Rabbeinu Shinok Rekasa B'Shas Bia. Okay, Lachayni really Shah Rabbeinu Mepharish Afilu Bizman HaBayis. Kohen She'ein HaRogel Avod Havi Shalom Bizman Bia. The Rambam seems to hold that when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, okay, that a Kohen, even if you weren't entering, okay, it was mutter. If you were not entering, it was mutter if you let your hair grow. So that's a machokas Ram and the Ravid. All right, kamahu gidol pera. Again, like we said before, that's 30 days. But he says that's why the Rambam says, notice the words of the Rambam, halachi aleph, leficha, towards the end, leficha, kohen hedjot ha'oved. As Misha points out, because according to him, the daito, ena surm legadol pera el b'shas b'yis el b'yel miklis. Okay, that's just a little overview of what the psukim are talking about here in our sedra. What's talking about an ovel? Okay, we saw the Rashi here in our sedra, back in source number 2. Rashi says, Mikan she'ovel also b'tisporis. In general, yeah, they were not allowed to, they had to cut their hair. They were not allowed to let their hair grow long. It was any summer, but in general, Rashi says, an ovel is not permitted to cut his hair. So where does that come from? So that's a Gemara in Moed Katan. Tav Yudal Amid Beis. Nothing to do with Kohanim now. That was just the introduction. We're talking about Kohanim. And it's interesting to know different machlokas is exactly when the requirement to cut the hair and let it grow out replies. But as far as Abelis is concerned, so here the Gemara says in Moed Katan Yudal Amid Beis 15, Avel Eino Neg Avel Asu Beregel. First, the Gemara says that during a regel, during Yom Tov, there's no avelas. Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha, right? That's the pasuk in 17. Devarim, parshas re'eh, parak tazayin, pasuk yudal. We all know the pasuk v'samachta b'chagecha. Now, what does that mean? You have to rejoice. So the Gemara says, and we're cutting it down on the base. He avelas mikarahu osya seder amadocha seder yachid. If the person was an oval before Yom Tov, meikara before Yom Tov, now Yom Tov arrives. So the asay the rabbim, the communal, the public requirement to rejoice, it's a public mitzvah, that outweighs asay the yachid, the private mitzvah of the mourner to mourn. So therefore, he cannot let his hair grow wild. He can't be no again, avelis. Okay, he should cut his hair. We'll see exactly the parameters of that presently. But the regel, there's no avelis on a regel. The avelis to hashtag, if the person died, right, as Rashi says, she'iro b'moed, dasha, that the person died on Yom Tov, lo osi asay the yachid, the private personal obligation to mourn, does not outweigh the public obligation to rejoice. Rashi, look at Rashi in 16, while cutting you down, osi asay the rabbi mesamachta, mesamachta mechagecha, it's a public obligation, a communal obligation, everyone's supposed to rejoice on Yom Tov, so that's going to outweigh the individual obligation. Quotes a pasuk Yirmiyo, paragvav, pasuk chavav, speaks about evil yachid. Okay, Avela is a yachid, it's a private obligation, personal obligation. And so the communal obligation outweighs the personal obligation. Okay, now that's the Gemara there about a regal. A little later on the same page, we'll come back to a regal shortly, but I printed that because a little bit later on the same page, the Gemara says in Yudalim Beis 19, Avel Osir Bitisporis. One of the manifestations of Avelas in general is that an Avel is forbidden to cut his hair. Osir Bitisporis. How do we know? Guess what? Midikama l'rachmona livnei Aaron from our pasuk here in Shmini, roshechem al tifro michlal dechule alma oser. Since the bnei Aaron, whatever the rule is, when they're doing avoda, when they're entering, whatever it was that a special rosh? Okay, for the kohanim, fine. But the Gemara says since the Gemara is telling us that since they had to be instructed not to let the hair grow, the implication is that a regular ovel, not a lozer in summer, not a special circumstance on the day of the dedication of Mishkan, and at that time, rather, anyone else, achrini asurin rash, the Gemara says, anyone else, any other ovel is not allowed to cut his hair. It's usur. He's not allowed, not permitted to cut his hair. Okay, so there you have it. Okay, mekhlal dekuli alma usur, says the Gemara again. I'll read inside 19. Yudal Rebbeis and Mekotan, ovel usur with his bars, midekarmu l'rachmona l'vnei Aaron, roshechem al tifro, mekhlal dekuli alma usur. Right, and Rashi says the Alpin from it's Gidul Seir that was written by Nadav and Avihu's situation, and since he needed a pasuk to tell them they were permitted to let the hair grow, to cut the hair and not let the hair grow, so everyone else is also good. Now, regarding Yantif, so there's a later Gemara in Mor Katan Yud Tes Mabez, a Mishnah actually. Hakover is meso shloshi yom kadam regel. Somebody buried his relative 3 days before Yantif. Now we paskin doesn't have to be 3 days. Rashi, that was the Ikar Avelis, but we pass even 1 minute before Yom Tov. Batla himenu gzeres shiva. There's no shiva. We've all probably heard of such cases where somebody was buried erev Yom Tov in the afternoon, right before Yom Tov. No shiva. Yom Tov breaks the shiva as long as you sat shiva before. The Mishnah says 3 days, but we assume even a few minutes. Batla himenu gzeres shiva. Continues the Mishnah in Mod Katan Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Shmona, let's say a person observed 8 days. He observed the whole shiva, finished the shiva before Yom Tov arrived. Now it's the eighth day, and Yom Tov arrives, Batla Menu Gzeres Shloshim, the requirement of Shloshim, the 30-day requirement, that's negated by the arrival of Yom Tov. Okay? That's how Rashi fills it in, right? And what it means is, Batla Menu Gzeres Shiva, it's not like that it's suspended, right? That Rashi says in the Mod Katan Yud Tes Amud Aleph. It's not like, oh, Yom Tov comes and it's in the middle of the Shiva, like Shabbos, right? Shabbos resumes after Shiva. Right? I'm sorry, after Shabbos, the Shiva resumes. Yom Tov is not like that. Yom Tov breaks the shiva completely. Okay, it's not that after Yom Tov, Rashi says, "Lacha regla eno tzorchlim no shiva." Yom Tov, count any further, you're done. And if you sat for 8 days, next Rashi shmonas yom kodem regel, so bottom and zero shoshim. As long as you started the shoshim a little bit, you don't have to do anything after Yom Tov. You don't have to complete the 30 days or go vaiter. It's done. Okay, you don't have to do any kind of shloshim, and you're mutter right away for all the restrictions, including washing, including haircuts, and so on. Now, on that Mishnah, the Gemara Moed Katan on the bottom of page of Testament of 23 says, Machlokas, Omar Rav Gzeres Batla Yomim Lo Batla. Rav is of the opinion that the arrival of Yom Tov breaks the 30 days. Okay, look in Rashi 24, Moed Katan, your Testament of Gzeres Shloshim Batla, Aval Yomim Lo Batla. Shloshim Batla, Da Dain Tulyim Va'omdin. According to one opinion, the arrival of Yom Tov suspends Shloshim, but it suspends it. So after Yom Tov is over, you have to continue. Okay? Adayin Tluim Va'omdim. And Bechena Rav Huna, Gzeres Batel Yom Lo Batel. But Rav Sheshes Amar, Afilu Yom Nami Batel. No, the days are gone too. It's not just the Gzera, meaning the laws. It's not just that the laws of Shloshim are canceled when Yom Tov. The days are canceled. They're eliminated all completely. Okay, my Tami Yom Lo Batel Shim Lo Gilech Eregal Slagara. The technical point, and Bahatanya, the second part of 23. This is on the Testament base. Bahatanya, which I says here, it means not a question but a support. A brisa says Hakover is made so Shloshim Kodem Regal Batel Menek Zer Shiva Shmoni Yom Kodem Regal Batel Menek Zer Shloshim. Okay, Umigaleach Eregal Im Lo Gilech Eregal Slagalech Acharegal. That's a different point. We know that you're not supposed to shave on Chol HaMoed even. Because we want you to shave on Erev Yontif, in honor of Yontif. You couldn't shave, if you didn't shave on Erev Yontif, then that's the sugya. But what he says is this price of this Tana says, but also the galech acharegel. Then after the regal, you can't shave. And you had that opportunity when Yontif arrived to shave, you didn't do it. Okay. Not only can't you shave a Chol HaMoed, but you can't shave even after Yontif, meaning the Shloshim continues. That's the first opinion. But Abba Shaul Omer, no, mutal galech acharegel. After Yontif's over, all everything's off. There's no more restrictions. Shishikshem shemitzah shlosha. Mitzah shiva kach mitzah shiva mitzah gzera shloshim. Right, the gzera shloshim is knocked out completely. Okay, now what I mentioned all this. Okay, so it tells us that because that Gemara also says on what cut in your testament base 26 shloshim yom and where do we find anything about 30 days? Talking about haircuts and so on, 30 days. So the Gemara there, not talking about Kohanim, talking about regular Avelim, has the same limud from Nazir. Okay, the same limud as we had earlier. Ksiv hocha al tifro, right? And here they learn from the Pasuk in Shmini, not from the Pasuk in Cheskel. It says al tifro. And there it says God al peris, same word. And how do we know? It's just like a Nazir is 30 days, can't get a haircut. Stam Naziris, ordinary Naziris, unless you specify a longer time. Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom. So too, this is also Shloshim Yom. How do we know from Nazir? From the word Yeah, like we explained before. Okay, good. Bottom line is, we see that there's a restriction on Avel to take a haircut for 30 days. Okay, Yontif breaks it, but without Yontif, you have a restriction for 30 days. Okay, one other relevant Gemara, and that is on the Chav Dalam and Aleph 28 in Moed Katan. All these Gemaras in Moed Katan, the third parak of Moed Katan has a lot of Dinam Avelis, those remember from the Daf Yomi. So they're not that long ago. Anyway, the Gemara says in Moed Katan, Chav Dalam and Aleph, Amar of 28, Amar of Tachlif Bar Yom Shmuel, Avel Shalom Parah. But Avel did not let his hair grow out. Did not, and he did take a haircut, and also Shalfirma didn't tear his clothes. And then Chayav Misa. Okay, Chayav Misa. Shenemar, our Pasuk here in Shmini again. They won't die. Lazani Samar won't die when they go ahead and cut their hair. They don't let their hair grow out because of a special circumstance. But anybody else?
Quick question. Maybe you'll get to it. Whenever the Gemara, all these places here, I remember learning this. Like when it refers to Avil, what time span are we referring to?
So again, so we know. So we had a Gemara about the first Gemara. One Gemara is about Shiva, and one Gemara is about Shloshim. Now we haven't talked about Yudbeis Chodesh yet.
Okay, fine. So we'll do all three things. Okay.
Yeah, right. We haven't got the Yudbeis Chodesh yet.
All right, sorry.
We saw the Shiva. No, it's okay. So we saw the Shiva discussion about the Shiva. Okay. That's that was the Gemara on Daf Yudal, which talked about Samachta B'Chagechov, someone out of, you know, and then even Avelis happens on Yontif, but his Avelis isn't broken, okay? But then we talk about Shiva and Shloshim, and we'll get to Yudbeis Chodesh after parents shortly. Just want to show you the Ramban here in our Parshin Shmini, Perek Yud, Sukkim Vav and Zayin 29. The Ramban says, in general, they were told, the laws of Nisam were told, Al Tegad Luser, Mikan She'Avel Os Mitis Boris, and generally, Avel is also Mitis Boris. Okay, and the Rashi says also Musu, but says the Ramban, important point, second line of 29. Bezesh she'omar mikan she'ovel also b'tisporis. This whole discussion about an ovel not taking a haircut is asmachta be'almahi. It's an asmachta. It's not a real din d'oraisa. Okay, and that Gemara that we just saw on Daf Chav Dalet, ovel shloporah b'shloforam chayav misa. Okay, chayav misa doesn't really mean full fledged chayav misa, and it's asmachta. Okay, it doesn't mean literally chayav misa. All right, the ain pre or prima velis elam adivrei sofrim. The requirement not to get a haircut is a drabbanan, says the Ramban. Okay, and then he says maybe Yom Rishon, the first day, it's halacha lemosh min Sinai. That's the opinion of the Gaonim. Okay, and then he says really this pasuk is not talking about a stam ovel at all. It's an asmachta, like we discussed in the first part of the shir. It's talking about Kohanim. The Ramban writes, "Aval ikar kazu de'az har b'nei Aaron." Special thing for Kohanim, And he mentions before the distinctions, and he's the Lashitaso, okay, that he's allowed to enter the Mikdash, they can't do the Avoda. That's the Kohen Gadol can, and a Kohen Hedyot can't. Anyway, that's the rule. And he says that here, the Bnei Aaron, like the Rashbam said that we saw earlier, here the Bnei Aaron had a deal like the Kohen Gadol, that they're not allowed to, they can't get haircuts at all. Okay. They can't let let the hair grow wild at all. They have to cut the hair. Yeah. Yeah.
We're also not differentiating between the Shiva Krog.
Yeah. Okay. So again, so the discussion I should have specified. There are seven immediate relatives for whom you mourn: Avela, Shiva Krovim, father, mother, sister, sister, brother, son, daughter, and spouse. That is what we're referring to over here. Even in the case of Aaron was his sons, and then the husband and his son was their brothers. So we're not distinguishing right at this point. At this point, okay, we're not distinguishing. Okay, now in general, there's a question. The Ramban just told us a very important thing. Ramban just told us that his opinion, this whole discussion about not taking a haircut for any relative, is Shiva or Shulshim, is only Din Drabanan. Whatever you learn from the Pasuk and Asmachta, right? That's Ramban. The whole din is a din d'rabbanan. That's a question about Avelis in general. What all these Yehuga Avelis, they didn't, I'm not talking about how you feel when you're mourning, but all these requirements of Avelis, the requirements of Shiva, requirements of Shoshim, what's the status? Is it the Raisa? Is it Rabbanan? Okay, it's not really clear at all, to the point that it's a significant machlokes Rishonim, just as a side point. The Rif and Brachas, the Av Tesla and Beis in his pages, 31, he writes, 30, I mean, there's some who say that the Shiva, the requirements of Shiva, are Doraisa. But he says, Lav Hochin Milsa. I don't think it's correct. Okay, and Rabbi Yonah, there in Brochas, Testament of Masa Gemara, my time at 31, writes, Rabbanai Tsarfas Pirshu, Shafila Vel Shom Rishon, Enamina Torah, Enamina Rabbanan Bilvad. Quotes Rabbanai Tsarfas, and there are no requirements of Shiva that are Doraisa. Okay? And even though some place about an onay, that's a different story. And he says, Avelus ena element of Torah. Okay, there's a difference between Aninus and Avelus, and Avelus is Midrabanan. The Ramban, in the Sefer Torah Sa'odom, which is one of his halachic works about the laws of Avelus. So when Shar Avel Inan Avelus writes the name of the Ravid, the other extreme. The Ravid said there are some things even in Shloshim, which, and he writes, the Gzera Shloshim Giyat Vitisporas Doraisa. Okay, so you have a wide range of shitas in the Rishonim. According to the Ravid, not taking a haircut for 30 days, that's a Doraisa. Some say even the Shiva is not Doraisa, right? And some say, well, the Shiva is Doraisa, but not the Shloshim. The Ravid says at least certain things of Shloshim are Doraisa. And the Raya is, again, from our Pasuk, right? That he takes it literally. Okay, he takes that Gemara literally. Not like the Ramban said, it's only an Asmachta. Okay, the Ramban, this is the Ramban quoting the Ravid. The Ramban in Chumash. This is the Ramban in Torah Sa'odom. He quotes the Ravid. And he says, no, you're high of Misa and so on. We learned that from Nozer. It's a direct limud. Okay. And that, he says, a good, I have a raya for it. The Gemara we had in Moed Katan, I quoted earlier on Daf Yudalim and Beis, where the Gemara talked about Yontif. What did the Gemara say? There's no Avelus Yontif. Why? Because the public requirement of Simcha knocks out the personal requirement of a mourning. Says the Rabbi, what personal requirement? Evidently, there's a requirement d'oraisa. Otherwise, the Gemara wouldn't have to say, well, you know, there's no Avelus on Yontif because the general public mitzvah, Simchas Yontif, outweighs the personal mitzvah of Avelus. What personal mitzvah? There's no d'oraisa. But that it beats out of d'rabbanan? No kidding. Okay, of course the d'oraisa is going to beat out of d'rabbanan. So that's the Ravid's riot. Okay, so, and others disagree. Okay, but that, you know, he says, some hold that the Shiva is Midaraisa and that he adds Shloshim. But Ramban writes at the end of the fourth line of 32, Bani Omer, no, let's not add anything. Vadai Avelu Shloshim Drabbanan. Everything in Shloshim is Drabbanan. Okay, and the best riot is because the regal breaks it and so on, and so on. That's what he says. And as far as the other limit, it means that the public Avelu, the public Simcha of Simchas Yontif knocks out the Drabbanan and so on. And so anyway, that's the opinion of the Ramban. And when it says in the Gemara, you're chayav misa, if you didn't let your hair grow out, it means chayav misa. It means for not listening to Rabbanan. Kol over al-dibur chachamim chayav misa. That's Ramban. Okay, it's in a similar vein, the Ritva, from the Talmidim, the Ramban's Talmidim. The Ritva, and that sugin what cut in Yudal Rebeis. I avelis, the Mikara, he also said on that Gemara, ha-ga'onim kasu davelis yom rishon. If a person dies and is buried that day, the Rayom Rishon, that's Doraisa. And that's why it's called public mitzvah d'oraisa. But the Rei, and then we quoted before, the Chachmei Tzarfa said, ein avelas min haTorah klal. There's no avelas at all. And when the Gemara says, asay, it means asay d'rabbanan. And Acherim is arriving. They hold the tisporis, not getting a haircut for 30 days d'oraisa. Again, you see all these different shitas. All right. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Agadol, that's Rabbanim, and Sefer Torah's Adam. All right. And he says that even those who hold that there's a haircut is a d'oraisa, it's only for the Shiva, not for the Shloshim. The Demukei Yosef, similarly, in Moed Katan, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, in the pages of the Rif, right, to Ovel Asavitisporis, and so on. He also says some say it's Rabbanim, some say it's d'oraisa. You look in the Chidush HaRitva, okay, in Moed Katan, Chav Dalam and Aleph, Dimas Mahochi Itmar, look what he says at the end. He says, this question is Machlokas Yishana Hiva Ein B'yadi L'Hachriya. I don't know. D'oraisa, D'rabbanan, he said the different shitas. I'm not sure what's D'oraisa, what's D'rabbanan. I can't, you know, we can't decide among these different important authorities. The Rambam does decide L'shitaso. The Rambam Hilchos Avil Perek Ha'alacha Aleph 36. The Rambam writes, Eilu Dvarim Sha'avil Oser Ben B'yom Rishon Min Atar V'shayam Adivrayim. Oser L'saper. No haircuts. I mean, the first day of Avelas D'oraisa, the rest of the time it's D'rabbanan. Okay, and Halacha Beis again. I mean, I and Shavuot also with the sparrows. How do we know that I was not going to take a haircut? Because the Bnei Aaron were told that they had to take a haircut. They couldn't let the hair grow out. And therefore, everybody else has that restriction. That's in Parak Hey Halacha Aleph, talking about Shiva. In Parak Vav, the Rambam is talking about Shloshim. This is that's Yerushim Ruchav. In Parak Vav, the Rambam is talking about Shloshim. And look what he said: Halacha Medivrei Sofim to the Rabbanon Sheya Avel Noeg B'Mixas Divavelos Kol Shloshim Yom. 30 days is available, that's for sure, on Rabbanon. And he quotes from a different source altogether. How do you get 30 days? Where is the 30 days? I'm talking about Nazir here. He quotes a Pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, in Dvarim Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yud about the so-called Eishes Yifas Toar, right? Where a man, a Jewish man, is out in the war and he finds an attractive non-Jewish woman, so he brings her back, Agansa Maisa. And among things she does, it says, Uvochsa, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, 30 days. That's what Rambam says. And Avelus, Smachta, Avelus is 30 days. Michlal Sha'avel Mitzdar Kol Shloshim Yom. Okay. The Ravid says whether Rambam quote that pasuk from Kisetz, he should have quoted the pasuk by us. You know, we're by Elozer Nisomar, Rosh Hashanah Tifro, and that means 30 days, like we learned from Nazir. What are the restrictions of 30 days? So in Parak Vav Halacha Bay, second part of 37, the Rambam writes, Eilu Dvarim She'avel Osur Ben Kol Shom Yom, Osur B'Tisparis. Haircut. But again, Karam is holding on to Rabbanon. And what does it mean? In Halacha Gimel, Tisparis Ketzet, Keshem Shal Sazabar Kol Sar Gufo, the Gaiach Somo, any hair on his body, face or mustache and so on, all these things are Osur all 30 days. So claims the, so rules the Rambam. Okay. The Migdal owes, tries to explain why the Rambam quoted the pasuk from Eishes Shvas Torah instead of the pasuk from Ar Sedra. So there's certain things learned from one, certain things from the other. Lechem Mishal also talks about it. Okay, he says that now you can only learn about the haircut, but the Rambam's not only talking about haircuts. From our parts, you only learn about haircuts. The other pasuk Uvochsa, your mourn in general, includes more things. Okay, different possibilities. How do we pasken? Look in the Shulchan Aruch. Your day is Simon Shin Peyach, Zavelos 41, talking about Shiva. Okay, these are the things, Simon Shin Peyach of your day is Sifala 41. Eil Dorm Shavel Osabahem. Here are the things that Ovel is not Rachman, it's not allowed to do. Melacha, certain work, Rechitza, bathing, anointing, all these different things, wearing leather footwear, all these things. And among them is the Osir Begitzu Vitisporis. Among them is haircutting. That's with regard to the Shiva. Simon Shin Sadi, Sifala, now talking about Shloshim. Avil also legaleich saro, okay. Not allowed to cut his hair. It doesn't matter where in the body the hair is. Okay, feel shall base a storm even in private areas. Kol lamid yom, the whole shloshim. Then he says, but if the hair on the like your mouth is interfering with eating, so that you can cut that not during shiva, but after the shiva, mutter to cut that. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Sadi Sifalev. Shach questions. He said that's actually a machlokas. Whether you're allowed to do it during the shiva. Okay, he says during Shiva, maybe there is no distinction. Abri Hargro, Simon Shin Sadi Sivkot and Bay, says in Machokas Rishonim. The Ritzgei says during Shiva, even if it interferes with eating tough luck, the Ramban disagrees. Okay, I have different opinions about that issue. But in any event, that's in terms of Shiva and Shloshim for those relatives for whom you mourn only for Shiva and Shloshim. But as we know, when it comes to parents, there's a third unit of time, and that's called Yud Beis Chodesh. So here the Gemara says regarding shaving and haircutting, Chav Beis, I'll talk about shaving in a moment, but Chav Beis and Beis and Moed Katan, 45, Al Kol Amesim Kulon Mistapar Lacha Shloshim Yom. For all other relatives and, you know, other deceased relatives, you can shave and take a haircut after 30 days. Al Aviv Al Imo, but for your father and mother, how long? Ad Sheyigaru Bo Chaveiro. Until your friends get annoyed with you. Meaning people point out that you look unkempt, you look like in a haircut, that's Yigaru Bo Chaveiro. As Rashi says in Chav Beis Amazing 46, Shekvar Gidel Pera Yosem Yidai. You look like a wild man. Okay, you don't look good. Your friends point it out. Okay, people point it out. We'll see in a moment. Because people have to be friends. It says usually you go with chaverim. We'll see in the Arzaru. He says or relatives. Doesn't have to be friends. I remember when I was in the Yud Beis Chodesh after my mother left home years ago. My Hesav Shechta. Does your wife count? Okay, and after all, she tell you the haircut. Does the wife count? So he didn't answer right away. He pulled my hair from the back and he said, you need a haircut. That was it. You know, Chavera, but relatives do count. Anyway, Tosas there, my cut and points out an interesting question. Okay, what if a Yontif comes before the Yigar Bo Chavera? Okay, before the 30 days, Yontif lists. So we said it breaks the 30 days, but does it break the 30 days for this? Because here, the Gemara fixed something. You know, you have to look unkempt. It has to be told to you that you look unkempt. So what if that's a Tosa Moed Katan, Chav Beis Ambeis, Diva Maslo, Ad Shigar Bo Chaver of 47, Nira de Regel Eino Mevatel Dover Zeh. Tosas there says that the Regel doesn't break, does not break the Shloshim there. I mean, breaks Shloshim, it does not break the requirement of haircut. And he quotes Yerushalmi, okay, and his version of the Yerushalmi is, I'm talking about a case where a person was, you have to let your hair grow. And take a look at the second line, Ad sheyishlach sheyashalach peri, the hair should grow wild, long. So it sounds like Tosas learns that yigaru b'chaver is a must. So even if 30 days have passed and nobody said anything to you, or even if yontif arrives, no one said anything to you, according to Tosas, you cannot cut your hair. You have to have yigaru b'chaver, yigaru b'chaver. Now Tosas points out the last line there, 47, yeshram sekozman, o yigaru b'chaver. And that's the text of Shaman that we have. But Tosa said, Mirushu Tosofa. No, that's a mistake. That's not the correct text. Okay, we look in the Yerushalmi, it's in Moed Katan, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, 48. Okay, look, Al Kol HaMeisim Wasa V'Tiglachas Ad Shoshim Ad Shoshim 30 days, Alav HaMimu Ad Shoshim Yishach Perek, Oh, Ad Shoshim Yishach Perek. That's the text that we have. Tosa says, and again, later on, Oh, Ad Shoshim Yishach Perek. That's the text we have, which Tosa says the wrong text. Okay, but if you have our text, then you could argue, well, you don't need the Yigar B'chaver, that's an impossibility. But if something else happens, then it's okay. So that's the that's actually a machloka, but that's a sheet of Tosas. I printed the Karbon Eda, okay? The text he has is like Tosas says. Look at 49, Hachi Garcinan. The Perek Beis of Moed Katan Halacha Ches and Yerushalmi. Look at the Karbon Eda, 49, Hachi Garcinan Ad Shishach Be'er V'Yigar B'chaver. Okay? Meaning, people are getting annoyed with you. You look terrible. Okay. And he says, bleh. Okay. But that's a question. The Pei Moshe doesn't have like that in 50. Pei Moshe. So that's an interesting question. The Or Zeruah sides not with Tosas. The Or Zeruah is in Hilchos Avodah Siman Tom Tuf Mem Vav of Chelek Beis. The Or Zeruah, Al Kol HaMeisim Kulon, the difference between the 30 days for all relatives and the longer period for the parents. Look at the very end, by the way, just for a second, look at the last line. He says, Ad Shigar B'chaver of Ukrovov. So it doesn't have to be a friend, it can be a relative as well. Anyway, he has this different opinions in the Yerushalmi and so on, and he feels that Yontif will break it because it's Ad Shigar B'chaver. So the Or Zeruah learns not like Tosis. Okay? It's 30 days. Ad Shigar B'chaver. That's how he learns. The Meiri as well. We'll read the Meiri inside. Moed Katan Chav Beis Ambeis. Al Kol HaMeisim and so on. So he says, Okay. He says, if 30 days pass, you have to wait for Yigar B'chaver up for 3 months. But if he magiyas mana roy the garav who roa chaveru b'siyashemenu, if you see somebody, he got to the point where people would get angry, but no one wants to say anything to him. So then he says, you don't need to wait for the person to say it. But he does write at the end, look at this, V'yesh nogim shalol istaper kol yud beis chodesh. Okay, some people the whole 12 months will let the hair grow out after the death of a parent. Okay, but he says, el sha'acha shol shel chodesh mekilim kemisparayim. Some people cut not with the razor, not with it, but with a certain type of scissors. The Ma'aril has a tshuva in Siman Chav Beis, quotes different minhagim in different places during the year. 53. Isser giluach nogin ba'oz streich yud beis chodesh. Kedisa bar Zeruah. Again, I didn't read the whole Zeruah, but it's the Zeruah. Al-Ba'artza Eila, where I am, says the Ma'aril, in Germany, not like that. Lo nog. Rabim nogim shir gar dehainu lamed achar lamed. 30 days after 30 days. Al-Ba'guda ksiv gimel chadoshim. Say, if our Guda write 3 months, that's what I tell people. If no one said anything to you, then wait for 3 months. Okay. The Rambam doesn't really weigh in on that. The Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Gimel 54 writes, he says, oh, but it doesn't mention actually in a time span. So most of the people seem to say, oh, ad sheyigor b'chaver, but if no one yelled at you, then how long do you have to wait? Well, some say, well, if no one says anything to you, you got to wait out the whole year. You have quite long hair by then. You have to wait out the whole year. Others say 3 months. Others say double lamed. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Tzadi, Siv Dalad, 55, al kol, hameisim galech lachar shloshim, alovim l'ashim chaverov. Ramor writes that there he paskins lactosis, ein haregel mahani. Regel comes before the friends yell at you and so on. You can't, regal doesn't break it. And he says, that's what it says in Tavkuf Memches. Bashir Gara, at what point do people get angry? They're different opinions. Nogim Gimel Chadashim. Some people say 3 months. Around here, some people wait the whole Yud Beis Chodesh unless there's a need, like he has to go appear before the nobleman and so on and so forth. Okay. In Simon Shin Sadi Tes, Siv Dalad, there's Mechaber Paskins also. Hard the regal mevatel gzeres shloshim b'shar mesim. That's a regal cancels out shloshim. That's by other relatives, but by avav imo, when you got to wait, ego b'chaverav. Okay, then it doesn't matter. Regal doesn't break it. Okay, even after 30 days, the regal doesn't break it. Okay, you have to wait for the ego b'chaverav. 30 days not enough. That's what it says in Hilchos Chalamoid also. Archaim Tov Kuf Memches Siftes. Hard the regal mevatel gzeres shloshim b'shar mesim. So he seems to take Igor Chaverim more literally. Although, again, the question is, mean the full 12 months or maybe 3 months, not so clear from the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam, he says that once Yontif arrives, okay, once Yontif arrives, the Rambam says it seems to say also, look at it says at the end, since you need to wait, so at least regel doesn't break it. Doesn't mean you have to go the whole 12 months, but regel alone does not break the avelos for this purpose. That's how the Tor quotes that Hashem Achlokas. Tor says, in Simen Tavkuf Memches, in Orach Chaim, in Chos Yontov, Chalamoid, he writes, but if you have 30 days plus Yontif, so then you can. Then you don't have to wait for Yigur B'chaver. So again, you see different shitas, different practices. The Chidon, the Birka Yosef, there in Siman Tavkuf Memches, in Tivkot and Vav, he quotes some who say that you should not ainly stop her, love him, af she'ovel of regal, o shnei regalim, v'gar b'chaver, ad she'ovel sholshim yom shleimim. Okay, how can you have 2 yomim tovim? So you can have Yom Kippur and Rosh Yom Kippur. You have Yom Kippur and in Sukkot. So you can have. He said it won't help. Okay, you need, even if two regalim pass, you need Yigur B'chaverav or 30 days. All right. Then he says an interesting point. He says if 30 days lands during Yontif, then you can shave even a chalamoid. All right, for a cover of the last days of Yontif. The Shari Tshuva, I'm sorry, the Tshuva Me'avo. Well, as a fleck, as Tamid and Rabbi Huda lines up the sheet, this Chelek Aleph and his Tshuva Sim Kuf Chof Ches Os Yudalad. Ata achareisha tosis b'shem Rishalmi v'harambam v'haran l'das harif v'haramban b'toras adam v'asmag v'harosh v'atur v'hamordechai v'beis Yosef shono shocharach b'shosh mekomos kulam l'das achas meskimim. Everybody agrees. Ain echad mechonim mechokim. Nobody disagrees. And ha'apachu. The other round, everybody agrees. Kulam kimim v'kibla. I guess he was in the Purim mode when he said that ha'apachu and kimim v'kibla. Divrei shocharach. We can't be makel. The yomtiv is not going to break it. That's what he says. Okay, regarding that, then. That's a further question of Pischei Tshuva in Yerodei Simen Shin Tzadis Yukot and Gimel says, what if you have a different combination? You have a regel and Yigar B'chaver before Shloshim Yom. So that also won't work. The bottom line, you seem to have to wait 30 days, and beyond 30 days, you have to wait for somebody to be goer, and the yontif won't help, and so on. That's the price of Pischei Tshuva. The halachas ketanas, Tshuva's halachas ketanas, chelak alef siman reish pei hey. He had the case of also avelos, and he says that a different din. You can shave or take a haircut on yontif. It's really a different din. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Lamed Dalav Siman Tov Kuf Mem Ches says, "Im garubo af biyom lamed muter." He seems to disagree. He says even before the 30 days are up, if you have yigar b'chaver, that's enough. Okay, but that's a question where that's so. It's quoted from the Yerabo, the Yizuta, same author in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Ches Sukkot and Hay says it's dafka biyom lamed and not otherwise within 30 days. So that's also a bit of machlokas. The Darkei Moshe from the tour quotes something on the tour quotes something else interesting in 66 in Yordanesim and Shin Tzadi Sif Kotten Gimel or Oz Gimel. But Sosi Bor Zeruah, someone asked me that same word Zeruah. Can im Tucha Lispar Achar Avicha Tok Shneimos or Chodesh? Okay, can a person in the 12 months go for business reasons to take a haircut? Okay, and he answered him the whole 12 months. Okay, you know, Achi Yigor B'Chaverah. Really, it's Yigor B'Chaverah. The 12 months only a chumrah, covered for the parents. And therefore, if you have some other reason, then it's okay. And that's like Yigor B'Chaverah. Based on this, the Bekiva Eger says the following here, Adesim and Shin Tzadi, in Siv Dalet. First of all, he says, Mahani afila galech b'yom alamed, like a zuta, but not earlier than that, okay, not before the yom alamed. But then he quotes in the second part, B'darkei Moshe, hevi or zeruah. He quotes that or zeruah, and then he quotes it verbatim. Okay, and he says as follows. Mashma, four lines on the bottom of 67. The Medina, because there's an interesting question. Achar shimtim shir gara muta legalech haka v'chol pam kedarkam. When do you need to wait sheigar b'chavera? The whole year? You know, and it was each time you have to wait. Or no, once you hit the point, it's past 30 days, and you hit the point of yigar b'chavera, then the rest of the year, all bets are off, you can take a haircut whenever you want. Or no, you have to wait for yigar b'chavera every time. You hear the kasha. During the 12 months after the parent's death, that's what the Rekiv Eger is dealing with. Okay, and that's what Moshe Feinstein deals with in the Tshuva in 68. The Tshuva Zigus Moshe Yordei Chele Gimelsim Kuf Nun Vav. Okay, the Moshe Feinstein deal with that also. You have to wait each time during the year? And maybe you would think, okay, you have to wait for 30 days to pass. Yantra doesn't break it. Good. Now I have Yigor B'chaver. My friends told me you look like a slob. Okay, so get your hair cut. So I did. All right, now the rest of the year, I still got, I don't know, 9 months, or whatever, 7 months left. So then, can I get a haircut as per my regular schedule? Or do I still have to wait each time? So Kineger says, apparently you don't. He says, Achar shehimtim shir gara once, muta legalech hakarka v'chol pam kedarko. The ain't tzorach lahamtim v'chol pam shir gara. But he says, the minig is lahachmer, okay, unless you're going, you know, for business reasons, you have to appear before a judge or office or something like that. That's the Rekiv Eger. That's in the Tshuva of Moshe Feinstein. And he says, you know, when it says 3 months, we said 3 months. Okay, that's what Ramon mentioned. 3 months, right? What is that? Magic with 3 months? What's 3 months? First of all, it says that Moshe, it varies from person to person. Different people look different. And it also varies from community to community what the standards are. He says, Ein kavanos salomar zman legara. Can't be fixing a time of when people will be annoyed. It depends what you look like. Different people's hair is different. People have curly hair and straight hair looks different. How long does the guy get a haircut anyway? The guy doesn't get, how often? The guy doesn't get a haircut that regularly. No one's going to say anything because he always lets his hair grow that way. Where do you draw the line, Moshe says? The guy's not going to, you know, be embarrassed. He's going to be embarrassed to be in the company of people who looks like such a slob. Okay, that's what's going on. But Rav Moshe says it's not a fixed time of 3 months. Okay, and again, shalol lechol inshi shabbat tsar. It's not the same for everybody. In every situation, depends on where you live, depends on various things. He says that's such a yigur b'chaver. But then he writes about halfway down, imkein leka davar muchla lechol amadinos. There's no one time for all nations, all places. People aren't the same. Okay, situations aren't the same. So he writes, and in what talk is the shear? Okay, what if your chaverim don't yell at you? What is the shear? So it said 3 months, but 3 months doesn't work everywhere. So he writes, it's very important in 3, 6, 7 lines in the bottom, or 8 lines in the bottom of 68. Twice the norm. You normally get a haircut. As I said, most people normally get a haircut every month, every 6 weeks. So it comes out about 3 months, right? 2 to 3 months, right? Twice your norm. That's what you should do. Okay, that's it. According to Ramon, that was the time then. So it came out to 3 months. Okay, but in any event, that's the tshuva of Ramosha, and he mentioned Mikuega, that's the minig. So, and I think that's what most people follow during the year of Avelis. You wait double the amount of time you'd normally wait to get a haircut. Okay, unless Yigar Bo Chaver, but again, in the absence of that, you wait double the amount of time. The Maram Shik in Chelek Aradeh Simen Shin Ayin Aleph in his tshuvas has an interesting question. When does the clock start ticking for the 30 days? Since your last haircut or since the Avelis? Let's say a person died. Okay, and you already haven't gotten a haircut for 3 weeks. Now you're going to wait another 4 weeks. You know, it's going to be so that's what he talks about also. And that's true when he said, Lechor, it should be from the last time you got the haircut. On the other hand, he says, kind of a low plug, he says it's got to be from the Avelis or, you know, Achigo. So that might be a difference, whether someone yells at him or not, you know, it may play a role. In any event, that's some of the issues, just one or two other issues. Okay. What about shaving? I kind of equated. What about shaving? That's not 3 months. Okay, you look unkempt after not shaving for a much lesser time. The Pesachei Tshuva points that out. In Siman Shin Sadis, you've caught in Dalad and Source 70. The Pesachei Tshuva points out, he quotes from the Nodi Behuda, Chassam Sofer, I printed. The Tshuva's Nodi Behuda, Kama, Chelek Archaim, Siman Dalad, Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, Chelek Aradeh, Siman Shin, Mem Zion. Okay, he talks about the shaving. He says people who shave much less time. So again, the assumption seems to be that, you should wait 30 days and so on. But after that, and that's something that's standard practice, after that, so again, using Ramosha's example, you should shave. You shave every day, so shave every other day. That's what I personally did. Normally, I shave every day. So during the Avelis, I shaved every other day. You know, again, the double the amount of time. Okay? Just to finish up, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is in Reish Yud Aleph, Sifud Beis, summarizes, Osu L'Taken Saro Kol Shloshim Bein Sarosha, Bein Sar Zekano, Bein Sar Shal Kol Mokom, like we saw. If you're around here, people wait for 12 months, you know, unless it's too much and people don't like him, and even goyim it counts as telling you to get a haircut and so on. And ain't speaking hagara beferish, you don't have to yell at you in general and specifically. Rather, your hair should grow till you look different, you look unkempt, you don't look normal. But people say, boy, this guy looks weird. Okay, then it's mutar legalech as long as it's after 30 days. It's got to be after 30 days. So that's a summary of the different shittas. But again, what Ramosha suggests was waiting double the amount of time, and we applied it both to shaving and to, shaving the beard is much less time. Okay, the Yehuda writes after 2 or 3 weeks, less than 2 or 3 weeks. But then the minig is to wait for the shloshim and then shave maybe every other day. One point, however, is not included here is combing. What about combing your hair? Is that included? So Shulchan Aruch Paskin the Siman Shin Sadi Sivav 74 Lisro Grosha Masik Mutter Afilu Tok Shiva. To comb your hair, brush your hair, that's allowed even during the Shiva. Now it's interesting. The Taz just says three words, abbreviation, Sukkot and Beis. Kain Sarach Lomar. What? So the answer is you look in the Shach and Sukkot and Gimel. Some said that was talking about a woman. She can comb her hair. What about a man who's not necessarily so makbid and calm combing his hair the same way? But the language in the Shulchan Aruch, look in 74, is Lisrok Rosho, his, male. Okay, and the Taz is saying that's the correct text. And Shachol said, Mashta Fil Ishmutar. Okay, because not such a great simcha. On the other hand, others say Dafka B'Isha, it's only the Dafka by women, but our practice is even men as well. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says in Sif Beis of Siman Shin Sadi, 77, but Lisrok Rosho Masik Muta Fil Tok Shiva. That lav tainug, that's not so enjoyable. It's a tsar and so on and so forth. The same thing, someone has his hair caught up in knots and so on and so forth, can brush his hair for sure. Okay. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins in a different context. And with this, we'll finish. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Tisha B'av, by Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Siv Gimel, during the 9 days, or Mechaber speaks to Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'av, Asurim L'Sapir. Now I take a haircut during the Ashkenazim, we'll say 9 days. Actually, we don't take haircuts from Shavuos Matamaz on, but you're not allowed to shave and take a haircut during the 9 days of Shulchan Aruch says Shavuos Shechal Bo Tishabo, but the Mishnah Berura points out in Katan Chav, Leinan Tzvikas Harosh Ain LaHachma Filu B'Shayim Eshavu. Even this week of Tisha B'Av itself, you can comb your hair, brush your hair, no problem. And in the Shaar HaTzion, there in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, in the Sifkaton Chavches, of Chavches, it says, Be'emes Ein LaHachma B'Zeh Kal, there's no room to be machmer, not to comb your hair and brush your hair during the 9 days, during the 3 weeks. Ka'afila B'Avelus Nach Torachon B'Zeh LaHok Kel B'Kosher Ken Kan. Even real Avelus, you can cut your hair. So that's the Mishnah Berurah says also, I'm comb your hair. So you're allowed to comb your hair, brush your hair, just a question of getting a haircut. So again, our practice today is people will not get a haircut or shave for the 30 days. Beyond the 30 days, so they'll wait, probably in effect, double the amount of time they normally wait. Okay, we should, none of us should have to go through this. If someone has a question, yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Lee.
Yeah,